We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Screams were heard at Dr. Adam Brown's home at the time the Deakin University lecturer is alleged to have stabbed his wife to death. The 40-year-old's accused of killing Chen Cheng inside their Croydon North home on Saturday night following a dispute. Former students of the senior communications lecturer told the Herald Sun they were in complete shock over the allegations, saying the academic was the last person they'd expect of such a brutal crime. The scene of the alleged murder was extremely graphic, with bags of bloodstained evidence retrieved by forensic police and crime scene cleaners still working at the property on Monday. In a chilling blog entry posted 4 days before his wife's death, Dr. Brown joked about kidnapping her on a holiday in Torquay. And to stay across the story, you can with a subscription at heraldsun.com.au or download the app. Driver's licences on smartphones are still out of sight for Victorian motorists. No date's been set for motorists to have the option of storing their licence on their smartphone, even though South Australia's had phone licences since 2017. And in New South Wales, almost 70% of drivers have uploaded theirs to their phones since 2019. Motorists told the Herald Sun that Victoria was stuck in neutral at a time when banking, medical records and vaccination certificates were easily available and widely accepted on digital devices. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Daniel Andrews will confront the federal election winner to demand a 50-50 funding split for hospitals, backed by other state leaders. Their plea's already been rejected by the Morrison government, which is committed to providing 45% of hospital funding, which has been up to 50% during the pandemic. But the COVID boost is due to expire in September, prompting the Victorian Premier to warn that'll rip $1.5 billion out of Victorian hospitals. Anthony Albanese on Monday said he'd sit down with premiers constructively and work these issues through, as he acknowledged emergency departments were under pressure. And women's football pioneer Susan Alberti terminated her sponsorship of female umpires because she was so disgusted at how they were being treated. Alberti wrote out checks totaling close to $100,000, but pulled the plug after several females umpiring in the country contacted her to discuss their circumstances. The Herald Sun exposed the toxic male-dominated culture in umpiring ranks when it released a damning AFL report. Alberti said one region was down to a single female umpire, while Federal Employment and Workforce Minister Stuart Robert said on Monday the AFL needed to take immediate action. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au, and we'll be back tomorrow with another update.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.